This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A lot of Coloradans are on the road for Labor Day, and they're paying a little less for gas than a few weeks ago. The average price for a gallon of gas in Colorado is below $3.80. That's more than a dollar cheaper than record highs from earlier this summer. Skylar McKinley with AAA Colorado says recession fears have lowered prices.
There are jitters among the folks who speculate on the price of oil that we might be heading into a recession globally. And as a function of that, oil is worth a lot less now than it was even a couple months ago.
McKinley says prices should continue to drop after Labor Day. Fall and winter gasoline is usually 10 to 15 cents cheaper than summer blends. A new Center for African and African-American Studies at CU Boulder will include a research center, arts program, and student services. Founding director Raylan Rabaka teaches ethnic studies. He hopes the center will help students find a sense of belonging and give them spaces to learn and socialize.
Some of the students feel incredibly alienated. Sometimes they're the only African or African American in their department. So imagine if they could bring their family and their friends to a space where they can feel comfortable.
Parts of the center are set to open in 2023. A Colorado Springs company that creates military training and simulation products has landed a nearly $190 million contract with U.S. Space Command. Delta Solutions and Strategy says that makes it the largest contractor with the command and that it will use the contract to double their workforce to more than 300. Space Command for now is based in Colorado Springs. In the Springs, highs in the 90s this afternoon, Metro Denver getting up close to 100, and in Grand Junction, highs at 100 degrees this afternoon and off and on through the week. It's going to stay hot in the mountains, too, with highs in the 80s around Vail today and again tomorrow, staying hot across the state all week long. This is CPR News and KRCC.